Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You ever get something stuck in your throat and you can't talk? You ever talk to somebody in the middle of a conversation?
All the time.
And it's like a little fly goes
all
in there?
All the time, but yeah.
Yep. And you go, and you can't figure out how to get it out?
What kind of hell is that? Try and run!
What can you do? I love that. Play that again. That's
like,
so funny.
What kind of hell is that? Try and run!
What can you do? I think I say that every day. I wouldn't tell anybody that, but I'm pretty sure I do. So many things I haven't done that I'm not doing correctly because I'm really bad at this. But it's a radio show. So if you want perfection, absolute perfection, okay, you want perfection, you have to wait till Jesus comes back. Sorry. All right, so a couple things today from a historical point of view, not hysterical, well, kind of. This is not funny, this part. 1941, China declared war against Japan and Germany and Italy, not funny. However, we were talking about Peanuts and Snoopy and the Red Dragon. What? You mean the Red Baron? Thank you, Intelligosos. 1965, a Charlie Brown Christmas premiered on this day. So in honor of that, what do you got? 48 years ago, we're doing honor to that. U.S. astronauts completed repair work on the Hubble Space Telescope in 1993. In 1993, and the next day, they were caught peeking through somebody's window. Also, additionally, today is Christmas card day. Why is it Christmas card day? Isn't Christmas like 2 weeks from like, what, Thursday, Wednesday?
That's kind of a stupid holiday.
Christmas card day. This one I kind of like, National Pastry Day.
Ooh.
Oh, see how the certain holidays hit you differently? That's how it is for me. These are really good, and then we're going to get Bible baloney beat down. Listen to this. George Washington on this day sold his racehorse. And? You're like, and? No, that's it. He sold his racehorse. Good to know. First daily newspaper in New York City was founded today on this day, 1793, by Noah Webster. Not Noah, or not Webster the little kid. Noah Webster. I'm just saying. 1884, this day received a patented, Levant Richardson for ball bearing roller skates. So roller skates been around for a while. And then last but not least, because there's no real least here, the Longines Watch Company. Do you know what that is? Longines?
Never heard of it.
Okay, signed the first FM radio advertising contract ever in 1940. So 73 years ago today. Interesting, huh? You never know about that stuff. All right, folks, get ready for the big sound effect. I need about 7 minutes. I might be a little late, but I need 7 minutes. And this is going to really make some people mad. Trust me. Go ahead and give me that thing. Give me the sound.
Ooh, stubborn, eh?
It's time for David Spoon's Bible Baloney Beatdown. And the truth shall set you free.
You fixed everything. You like it?
Yeah.
Come on! There you go. Bible Baloney Beatdown. I love that. That's just a great, great job. I mean, Lonnie did a great job with that. All right. Luke chapter 22, verse 31. If I want to get people mad, I might as well give the right verse. Luke chapter 22, verse 31. Ready? Now, this is about Satan. So some of you need to really listen for a couple of reasons, not the least of which is if you don't think he's active in your life in the sense of trying to stop you or do bad things to you, he beat you already. And then number two, for those that have actual understanding that there is a war going on, this will help you in the warfare. Okay, Luke chapter 22, verse 31. It's not even a long verse. Excuse me. It says, Simon, Simon, look out. Satan has asked to sift you like wheat. Now, do you remember this portion where Jesus is getting close to the crucifixion process? He's there, and there he's with the disciples. They've just in the communion element. They're doing the communion element right now. They're talking to each other, and Jesus tells Peter, Simon Peter, look out. Satan has asked to sift you like wheat. What do you get out of that verse right off the bat? The first thing you get about it is that the enemy is aware of your connection to Jesus. If you don't think the enemy is aware of your connection to Jesus, again, he's just doing a masterful job of fooling you. And so Jesus tells Simon, listen, how would you like to be Simon and have him go, Satan's trying to rip your head off. He's asking to do it right now. What would you think? Would you not go, whoa, you know, right? You're there. But here's a couple things to remember, and somebody's going to get really irritated about this. Here's my response. Don't let the bee sting you in the head, even if it's stuck in your little head bonnet. Here we go. First and foremost, dude, referring to the enemy, dude has to ask permission to attack. Listen to what Jesus said. Simon, Simon, look out. Satan has asked to sift you like wheat. Well, he doesn't have to ask to attack you. Simon, Simon, look out. Satan has asked to sift you like wheat. That sounds like he's asking to me. I don't know. I could be wrong with the English language and all, but Satan has asked to sift you like wheat. Sounds like he has to ask permission. Yeah, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Number two, dude, referring to the enemy, is the accuser of the brethren, which means that he makes accusations, more accusations than against the world, against the system of the world, or against any of that. Satan is called the accuser of the brethren, or the accuser of the family, the accuser of the brothers. Do you know who Satan accuses? People that are connected to you by Jesus. That's the brethren. And guess who's a part of that clan that's connected to Jesus? You. So dude is the accuser of the brethren. Do you ever wonder when something is going kind of iffy, why you feel like there's a bazillion fingers pointing at you, accusing you? Would you ever wonder in the back of your mind, where is all this, wow, what a jerk Dave is, where all that stuff's really coming from? Well, he's the accuser of the brethren, and he accuses brothers and sisters in the Lord who are connected to you by Jesus, and he accuses you as well. Here's the one that's going to irritate people. Can I tell you, this is the big Bible baloney beatdown. You ready? Roman producer, people have been telling me this for years. I've been a Christian for over 35 years. They've been telling me they're right about this all their lives. I'm telling you right now, they're wrong. I can't do anything about it. Ready? Dude, referring to the enemy, has limits. He can't steal. Uh-oh. Wait. But Dave, the John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's correct. He does. But he can't steal or stop your prayers. Listen. Because if he could, no one would be saved. If Satan could stop your prayers from going to heaven, nobody be saved. No, God would never say, never get your prayer asking you to receive him as your son or daughter. Salvation would never take place. And don't you hit me up with a, well, that prayer is different. First of all, there's no scriptural proof that our prayers are stolen by Satan. There is scriptural proof that there's warfare when we pray. There is scriptural proof that the warfare seems to come more on the returning side than the uplifting side. But there's no scriptural proof that he steals or can stop a prayer. And I know people are like, no, you're supposed to be able to speak in tongues. That's a language Satan can't understand. Where did you get that? Where did that hysteria come from? There's no scriptural proof for that. But it's in the language of angels and in other languages. You know, Satan was an angel. I would think he would know the languages. That's just silly. This is the only way that Satan can stop prayers. You want to know how he can stop prayers? By distracting or discouraging us from praying. The only way Satan stops prayers is by distracting us or discouraging us from praying. Otherwise, dude can't steal your prayers. No person would ever be saved. Here's the last thing, and don't you forget this. Dude, referring to the enemy, is not on God's level. Dude, referring to the enemy, was thrown out of heaven by Michael the archangel, not by God himself. Satan is not on God's level. That's ridiculous. Michael and Satan or Lucifer, they're on the same level, not God. Don't you be silly. Don't be ridiculous. So the big Bible baloney beatdown, Satan can steal your prayers. Well, then no man is saved. How silly. How ridiculous. Come on, man. Let's use a little Bible wisdom in this. That's the big Bible baloney beatdown. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, more stuff. Well, you know my name is
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Give Omni La Costa Resort Spa and Gift Card this holiday season, and you'll be giving your loved ones the very best. Omni La Costa has been named the number one wellness spa in the nation and is a Golf Magazine Gold Medal resort. Visit LaCosta.com for gift card details.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300. In security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our family.
I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want a ballerina, Barbie, and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ-sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at KPRZ.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here, and I have two questions that have to be answered by everybody that has a retirement plan. First, do you know if you're in the top performing funds within your 401k plan? And second, do you have a risk management strategy for the next market crash, or do you subscribe to the buy, hold, and pray theory of investing? Well, I personally encourage prayer over all of life's important decisions, but I also think it's important to have an in-place strategy that can answer both of those questions. Managing your 401k plan is not a dress rehearsal, and in my professional opinion, you must implement a risk management plan if you want any chance at all of ever retiring. It could mean the difference between getting there and not getting there. So if you'd like a real plan in place to manage that 401k or IRA account, call me to schedule your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, I want to talk to you about this group that we're working with. The group is called Genesis Recovery, and Tommy Hawthorne is the executive director. And actually, it's this week, this Wednesday, Tommy's going to be on the show, as well as Frank St. John's going to be on the show. Frank is a resident of Genesis Recovery. Tommy, like I said, is the executive director. Here's the deal. Genesis Recovery, connected to the Rock Church, is working with those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol, and we want to support this as best we can. We want people to understand a couple of different things. They're all about setting the captives free, okay? And some people, does not apply to everybody, but some people are so caught, they can't get out of the cycle. And that's one of the things that Genesis Recovery gets involved with, is helping people break the cycle, restoring people from physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual abuses into the health of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health. So Genesis Recovery, a couple things to remember. GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. That's the website, okay? GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. The phone number is 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. If you're a person that wants to somehow serve, if maybe you've been involved in this process and you've been hurt by it and you know that the recovery is really, really important, or maybe you're a person that is just wanting to contribute because you think it's a good ministry, or maybe you're a person that's struggling and you feel, man, I need help. I don't know where else to go. I'll tell you one thing about Tommy. They take in like everybody. It's weird. And he's got a really good spirit about it. He's really good attitude. And we want to support it a lot, not a little. So GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery's phone number, 619-797-7319. If you're somebody that can participate ministry-wise, financially, or if you're a person that's hurting and you're listening to this radio broadcast and you're like, man, you know what? I need that help. This is a great ministry, again, grounded, founded in the Word of God, in the deliverance that comes through Jesus Christ, connected to the Rock Church. You got to know that that's an important connection, it's an important ministry. And you know from my background how important I think it is. So we really support that. And not only do we wish them well, we're going to do our best to support them over the next so many months, especially in this month where there's a lot of struggle, a lot of struggle. All right. A couple things I want to cover. Nothing drastic. Did you hear about this tipper? There's a mystery tipper going on. Listen to this, folks. This is one of those cool stories. Every once in a while, you get a cool story that it's okay to read the news in. Listen to this. Tips for Jesus. Mystery diner is leaving huge tips at restaurants across the United States. All right? So listen to this. Now, they think it's a group of people, by the way. They think it's three or four people. So they're trying to kind of identify it. But to give you an idea, there was some people that had a meal, and the meal at the restaurant in San Francisco came out to be $266 for everybody. Okay? So it's not really cheap, and you've got to have several people doing that. You know what they left as a tip? $1,000. And they did it, and they're just saying in there, tips for Jesus. So they're tipping as a form of ministry just to say, God bless you. Maybe it's just for the holiday season, whatever the case may be. How can you just not think that's cool? And for those that listen to a story like this and you start fault finding, you should really read Galatians chapter 5 about works of the flesh. Because anybody that wants to tip, or a group of people that wants to tip $1,000 because they feel like being generous and giving, and they want to give it to a waitress who's struggling, and they want to say that, hey, we're doing it because we believe in Jesus and we think it's a cool thing to do. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. I told you about the story, and why I like this story a lot is because my wife and I went to a special show one time, and we had a wonderful time, and we spent more than for us, it was like when we had a lot of money, and we spent, you know, a couple hundred dollars. It was really a lot of fun, but we tipped the waitress the amount of what the bill was. We kind of did the same thing. I'm not saying that to toot my horn. That's not got nothing to do with it. What happened, though, afterwards is it turned out that the amount that we ended up tipping her was the amount that she was short for her rent within a dollar. Come on. Well, that's just cool to be a part of the kingdom. Like, oh, man, cool. And no, it doesn't happen all the time. And no, we don't do it all the time. And no, we can't afford to go out for $200 dinners anymore. So that's besides the point. But the point is, it's cool. It's awesome. And so I hope there's 1,000 people all over the United States. I hope you're listening to this. And the next time you go and give a tip, that you decide, I'm going to tip a little extra and just put because I love Jesus and I hope you get to know him. What's wrong? That's great stuff. That's just cool stuff. That's just called ministry stuff. Don't you like that? Hey, Robo, what's our overall time here? I know we're kind of on a tighter, we're on some schedule-y thingy. I know they have some kind of commercially schedule-y thing. Oh, never mind. All right. Hey, tip for Jesus. Why not? Couldn't hurt. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back.
A friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believes that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Find out how you can help at KPRZ.com and be a joy to a child this Christmas. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scanabodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. It's like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth, and anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out. Preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247. Alim is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who'll be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no. She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now, please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
Tired of coping with missing teeth, decaying teeth, or poorly fitting dentures? Did you know that you can get a great, big, beautiful smile in just one day? Come to the Permodontics Center and see how the world-renowned team of doctors Berger and Ayers are transforming lives with permanent dental implants. They've been recently voted San Diego's best dental implant provider in the Union Tribune's Reader's Poll and are continually referred to as Southern California's premier dental implant center. You see, not only are permanent dental implants affordable with the look and feel of real teeth with real biting power, but these same-day teeth carry a lifetime guarantee. So why not come out to Permodontics and get your free, no-obligation consultation with the doctors? Pain-free, same-day teeth. Yes, it's possible and affordable with permanent dental implants. Call now for details at 866-SMILE-AGAIN. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. Or visit permodontics.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hey, Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 12:10 a.m. in San Diego, California. Hey, I just got word. By the way, San Diego, you got that San Diego thing? Because you know what? You know what it is? It's cold in San Diego. Did you notice that? A little cold? Yeah? Did you notice it was kind of cold in San Diego?
Yeah, sometimes when it's cold, it kind of affects your vocal cords. And you don't say San Diego, you say
San Diego.
Instead of saying San Diego, I say
San Diego.
Instead of saying San Diego, I say
San Diego.
You stutter when you're cold, too.
Yeah, that was like a lispy, kind of stuttery kind of thing. But you know what? The Chargers had a good game. I say Chargers from
San Diego.
Played a good game. I was pretty happy about that.
And that's because
the Lard? What is that guy? Where is he from? Okay. National Johnny Appleseed Day.
Not today.
The Lard is good to me.
The Lard is good to me. And so I think the cherry pie. Here's a couple of people that are like, that's blasphemy. Hey, guess what? I'm so secure in my salvation. That silliness means nothing. But I will tell you, it's freezing out. Did you notice it's
very cold?
It's cold. See, normally the studio is the coldest
it's toasty
sphere.
In here.
Well, you can't do it in here because if it's then my dark black heart stops beating. So we can't do that. Okay. By the way, it turns out that Miles McPherson, Pastor Miles McPherson, might be on the show tomorrow afternoon as a call-in because we're pushing on the Toys for Joy because they're so far behind. So I'm hoping he does. Judy's going to find out for us right now. But I will say the last time that Debbie Smith were on and Margaret Diggs were on and then Miles came on my phone, we were all like, okay, Miles, you have to get off the phone now because we're having fun. So we have to get you. So if he calls, it'll just be him. I feel bad for doing that. I probably shouldn't have done that. You can't do that. Watch me. Anyway, a couple things to go over, not the least of which is I want to say this is a classic because I like these. I only have a minute and a half. This story is great. Don't tell me this is not a great story. Did you know this just came out, by the way? This comes literally out of the Climate Depot and some of the other groups.
Yes, I knew.
Did you know that the cold, people getting colds are now blamed for climate change? Wait, no, hold on. Getting a cold is being played. So if you get a cold, it's like climate change. It's because you get a cold now. You see, before climate change, there were no colds. Nobody ever got a cold. See, you think there's been cold for thousands of years. You're wrong.
Stay cool, bird boy.
See, I've always known this. That NyQuil and Tylenol and Theraflu and Alka-Seltzer cold, it was all a ruse. Just the whole thing. Everything they've ever done. And the echinacea and this and that and the this to prevent this and this. Are you kidding? The cold is tied. Your cold, your common cold, tied to climate change. Nobody ever had a cold before 100 years ago from the industrial work that man had. Ever. Ever. No colds ever. Okay. Anyway, but you just sit there and you wonder, if I don't ever listen to the news again, but just follow sports, could I be okay? I mean, that's what you wonder.
And see, that's where they're wrong, because colds are tied to air conditioning pumped in to Disneyland at 5 p.m.
Nah, that's a good point. I still maintain they dropped the cement 3 inches. So everybody buys a sweatshirt. I'm going with that. I stand by that. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our break and come back. I got a DDD. I want to tell you this right now. It is not like anything you've heard in the DDDs in regards to prayer. It's a different pony altogether. So I really want to talk about it. So we're going to do that when we get back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 12:10 a.m. in San Diego. Don't worry about me being arrogant. I'm not arrogant. I'm just dumb.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 12:10 a.m., KPRZ.
The David Spoon Experience, brought to you by Golden Care Home Health, serving San Diego County, 760-828-5201. That's 760-828-5201.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, of all the mistakes that people make with their money, underestimating investment risk is right at the top of the list. After 33 years of financial advising, I can tell you that very few people have an actual handle on how much money they could lose if the markets go the wrong way. Now, this is a critical piece of information and especially important if you're in the retirement red zone. Be aware, friends, there are numerous ways for you to secure your life savings and still generate an excellent rate of return without risking your principal. If you haven't reviewed your retirement planning, please give me a call for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, securing retirements for 33 years. Call me for your free consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my website, theretirementprofessor.com. That's theretirementprofessor.com. Or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how do they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600564.
You've got relatives coming to your house for the holidays, and you still have last year's stains on your carpet? How embarrassing. Why haven't you called Zero Res? They're the most advanced method in cleaning, and at today's price, a holiday giveaway. You can't afford not to make your house smell so fresh and clean. Zero Res, by the way, uses empowered alkaline water instead of nasty soap to clean and sanitize your home. In fact, the water is so green you can drink it. What? Our patented alkaline water cleans better. No one, but no one else has it. Nothing but the best for your family. You've got so much to do for the holidays. Leave the tough cleaning to Zero Res. Your carpet and area rugs will feel soft, smell fresh, and the tile will look bright again. Call Zero Res today and get two rooms cleaned and sanitized for a mere $99 and a free hallway with a food donation. Call 858-486-4100 by this Friday. That's 858-486-4100, or book online at ZeroResSanDiego.com for the $99 special.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. You know what I probably should do? I should probably do this. I haven't done this yet. Ready? The weather. Okay? Here's what I got. Not as sunny as I prefer. Not as warm as I prefer. That's the weather. The traffic. Please don't run into me with your truck. Okay, good.
Today's weather brought to you by...
Yeah. Is that a guy that's got a little igloo up north or something?
Indeed.
That's a good one. A couple things to cover. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway. Do you know what the thing about Eric? A guy comes in, he talks about roofing. Him and I don't care. It's like we care, but it's more like I want his business to do well. He wants the radio show to do well because he understands the ministry concept to it. And I'm really hoping he does tons and tons and tons of business. But here's the big thing. We want people to get touched by the encouragement of the word. I mean, that's our big thing here is we want to speak life. And yeah, there's, oh, but Dave, you have such a, you know, cynical way about you. Well, if you were raised in my family, you might be this way too. I don't know. But here's what I do know. We know that we're reaching people because we get reports from people who are drawing closer to the Lord. And that, I think that's it. For us, that's what we're trying to do. Support the local church. Support the sponsors, obviously. Support the people that make this stuff happen. But man, we want to encourage people to take one step closer to the Lord. I mean, how is that a bad thing, right? Now, we do cover stories from quite the different angle. I'm just not a... You should be committed on the right. You should be committed on the left. I think those at the far right and far left should also be committed. I'm not saying where, but I think they should be committed.
You beat me to the punch. I was thinking the same thing.
I think if you're top center, you get it. I mean, that's when you get it. Anyway, going back to Eric. So here's the deal on Excalibur Roofing. You go to ExcaliburRoofing.com to get information. You call 760-743-8803. So that's 760-743-8803. You know all their estimates are free. They do the new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. And if you are fortunate enough to have Eric work with you, unfortunate enough to have a roof situation, no question, but fortunate enough to have Eric work with you and to engage with you, he will do it as his best for you as he's doing it under the Lord. And that is the kind of person and the kind of business I can support all my days, because he believes in ministering by serving the best he can. And I just like that. I just think that's the right spirit, right attitude to have. So that's where I'm coming from in that. So some people can be like, oh, that's nice. That's cool. I like that stuff. Let me do this. Let me tell you this to one piece of bad information. It's not bad information. Then we'll do the DDD. There is talk about them doing a movie about Jesus. Did you hear about this new movie? This is the thing that's going to give me gas right here. All right. So here it is, folks. They're talking about doing a movie about Jesus. And you know what it's from? It's from The Lost Years. Okay. What they're saying is the time between he was ages 12 and 30, they want to do a movie about Jesus's life between the ages of 12 and 30. There's a couple things I got to say about this. Number one, there are no years lost regarding Jesus. There's no lost years. God decided in his wisdom to give you as much information and give me as much information through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John than we needed about Jesus's life from prior to his birth and all the way through his ministry. There's no years that are lost. Anybody that calls them the lost years doesn't get Jesus at all, period. Number two, they're also talking about doing this movie with Eli Roth as one of the people who are the directors. I know you guys don't really care about this, but this is somebody talking about a time in Jesus's life who there is no information on and has a Jewish upbringing. So his understanding of those years and who Jesus is not going to be a Christian perspective. Not. So you can have somebody who doesn't have a Christian perspective, who doesn't have that same faith and upbringing, talk about an era where there is no information. Here's my response to the History Channel's thinking we're going to take advantage of the Bible miniseries, which specifically was about the Bible. The idea is a bad idea, and I will tell you now, this is not going to be good. Did you hear me say that? Can you get that on record right now so there's no question? On this date, December 9th, 2013, David Spoon said regarding the movie The Lost Years, this is a bad idea. This is a bad idea. Bad. Bad thinking. Bad idea. Not good. So I'm just warning you ahead of time. Don't get too excited, because when you're talking about the lost years, you're talking about what? No knowledge of the situation. That means it's going to be 100% conjecture. It's like, come on. You're gonna make a whole movie about that and try and pass it off as real. No, it's just a perspective. Well, there's a perspective that God isn't real. You want that perspective too? Gosh, come on, folks. We got to watch that stuff. All right, here we go. Got my DDD. Ready for my DDD? Got 7 minutes DDD. Here we go. This is called A Little Gem. You want to write that down? A Little Gem. G-E-M for gem. Just in case Wheels forgot. I got you, Wheels.
I'm not that tired.
I got you. I got you, Wheels. I got you covered. I got you, Wheels.
No problem, Rope.
All right. There we go. Well, you could have called me Camel. That would have been the same thing in the Greek. Little gem. Here we go. This is something I actually talked about with I don't always do this, but sometimes I get a devotion. It does challenge me a lot. And then I talk to my wife about it. And then she either tells me you've lost your mind, which that's pretty much a daily happening. But this one is kind of interesting. This is Luke chapter 22, verse 40. I'm going to give you other verses, but don't write the other verses down, because or I don't need you to script the other verses, Wheels, because there's no reason to do that. They're all saying the same thing. Luke chapter 22, verse 40 says this: when he reached the place, he told them, pray that you may not enter temptation. That's Luke chapter 22, verse 40. As support scriptures, let me give you these three other scriptures, which we don't need to put on the scripting, but it'd be good for everybody to hear. Matthew 6:13, it says this, when Jesus is teaching them how to pray, and do not bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Luke chapter 11, verse 4, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not bring us into temptation. Luke 22, verse 46, six verses later, why are you sleeping, he asked them, get up and pray so you won't enter temptation. Are you getting the theme there? The verse we started with, Luke 22, 40, when he reached the place, he told them, pray that you may not enter into temptation. Here's what I want to say about this. Here's four verses in the New Testament that say the same thing. Same thing. Pray that you don't enter temptation. Pray so you won't enter temptation. Do not bring us into temptation. Do not bring us into temptation. Here's my question for you. It's a challenging DDD, but it's worthy. How often are we praying? Now, this is a really good point. How often are we praying not to be entering temptation? Wait a minute. Most of us are praying in the middle of a trial, aren't we? We're in the middle of a trial. Things are going on all around us. The whirlwind is swirling. The frogs are in the blender, red and green, going 200 miles an hour. It's like, whoa! It's like everything's going nutty. We're in the middle of a trial and we're praying, right? But what Jesus teaches us is to pray that we don't enter the temptation. That's different. That's different, folks. That's not praying in the middle of a trial. That's not praying your way through trouble. Let me explain the difference. When we're typically praying, let's just be honest, besides devotions, we're often praying about reaction or disaster praying, right? Would you say that's true? When you're praying disaster prayer, reaction prayer, situational prayer, a prayer for the circumstance of the moment that we're going through. And everybody knows what I'm talking about. You get in the middle of a hard trial, you get in the middle of something tough, and you're like, and you're seeking help, and you call upon the name of the Lord, as you should, as we should. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm simply illustrating that in this classification, in this element, Jesus is talking about prayer prior to the temptation. And he's saying, pray that you won't be entering into the temptation. Pray that you won't get to the temptation. This is one of the first places we can really see where Jesus teaches his disciples about preventative prayer. Preventative prayer. Do you know what that means? You know what it means to prevent it? Do you know what a prevent defense is? You want to prevent something from happening, you use a prevent defense. Well, in the Christian realm, we need to have a preventative prayer in regards to temptation. People pray once they're in the middle of a trial. Here it is. Pray before you get into the trial. Pray that the Lord will keep you and I from the trial. Pray not about just reacting and not about just responding to disaster and not about just in the middle. Pray before you get there. Pray, Lord, don't let me go into this temptation. Don't let me fall into this direction. Don't let me lean towards this sin. Don't let me lean in this direction. We talked about Genesis recovery, a perfect example. It's like, Lord, keep me away. It's going to be Christmas. It's going to be a time where there's a lot of celebrating. There is a lot of drinking taking place. Don't lie about it. Just say this, Lord, keep me from getting there. I don't want to drink more than, you know, I shouldn't. I mean, if I'm going to drink some, I don't want to drink to the point where I'm sloshy, Lord. I don't want to drink like that. You pray that the Lord keeps you from that. If you're a person that can't have alcohol, pray that the Lord keeps you from all alcohol. If you're a person that can't keep away from certain things, pray the Lord stops you from entering into the realm. Pray that the Lord keeps you from entering Not just once you've gone into it. Not just once you're in the trial. And I know for a lot of you, you're thinking, what do you mean? What I mean is this. You can pray ahead of time that the Lord keeps you away from something. There's a reason Jesus said to us, pray that you might not enter temptation. Pray that you won't enter temptation. Do not bring us into temptation, Luke 11, when he's teaching them to pray. Do not bring us into temptation in Matthew 6:13, when he's teaching them to pray. There's a reason Jesus teaches us to pray, not to enter. Why enter the realm at all if it can possibly cause a distraction or a distancing between you and the Lord? Pray preventatively in regards to temptation. And look it, don't kid yourself. Don't be a holier than thou. If you're a person that's in a relationship and you shouldn't be doing certain things, pray the Lord keeps you out of that space where you shouldn't be doing. Now, that doesn't mean you become a monk and make hazelnut. What it means is that you ask the Lord to keep you safe so you don't fall where you shouldn't be falling. He can keep you. He has this capacity, but he does it with you. So partner with him. Do it that way. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, more of whatever the Lord has in mind.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Today's forecast calls for showers and tubs and cooktops, ranges, refrigerators, and more. Announcing the grand opening of Perch Westfield UTC in December. Visit them at theperch.com. That's theperch.com, theperch.com.
I've experienced the best and the worst in caregiving. Hi, I'm Portia Vogt, president of Golden Care. When my Aunt Alice got older and needed help caring for herself, I saw how critical it is to choose the right caregiver. It's about integrity and relationships. That's why I started Golden Care. Because seniors in San Diego County should have the chance to live safe, healthy lives in their own homes whenever possible. If the senior you love needs help managing their life, call Golden Care. We offer affordable, concierge-quality caregivers. Whether it's 24-hour care or just a few hours a day, our caregivers are accountable. Call Golden Care today for your free assessment.
Golden Care offers light housekeeping, meal prep and cooking, feed and care of pets, dressing, grooming, home organization. Compassionate, dependable, accountable. Call 760-828-5201. Serving all of San Diego County, 760-828-5201 or online at getgoldencare.com.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorne. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
KPRZ invites you to a free movie screening of A Miracle in Spanish Harlem on Thursday, December 12th at Digiplex in Mission Valley Hazard Center. A Miracle in Spanish Harlem is a story about love, faith, and redemption, starring one of Latin America's most acclaimed and popular film and telenovela actresses, Kate del Castillo as Eva. KPRZ's free movie screening is sponsored by Toys for Joy. RSVP to see A Miracle in Spanish Harlem and find out how you can help Toys for Joy at KPRZ.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. I don't know how these 2 hours fly by this fast. I don't get it, man. It just goes zoom. Who knows? I can't figure it out. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you want to send an email and say, I really think you're really just a horrible, horrible human being, pray about it first. And then send it to davidspoon@kprz.com. That's what I'm going to say. And before you send that, pray real hard. Maybe even go on a fast. Maybe a two-week fast, a three-week fast, just to make sure. Also, go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... Has anybody even figured out where that's from yet? I'll tell you what, if you call in the next day or two, if you call in, you don't have to go on the air, and you can tell Robo Producer what that's from, I will get you a book, like a new book. Like, I won't put you on the air. We'll just get you a book if you can tell. I mean, nobody's even called. Such a classic. I can't believe people don't know that. This is just for you, Wheels. Just nice. For you. Just for you. Han Solo's Star Wars blaster is being auctioned off December 21st in California. Now, this is the actual Star Wars blaster that Han Solo used in The Return of the Jedi and The Empire Strikes Back. It was used in both films by Harrison Ford in pretty good condition. Let's see. It is likely that it was also used by Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, but they can't verify that. They can just verify that it was used in the other two movies, Return of the Jedi and The Empire Strikes Back. Going up for auction, what do you think it's going to go auction for? Now, this is nothing we've discussed, just out of the blue, off the top of your head. Don't go too crazy on me, but what do you think it's going to be auctioned for? It's the Star Wars blaster.
Star Wars blaster, Harrison Ford. If it was Mark Hamill, I'd put a lesser value on it, but Harrison Ford's pretty big. Most people like him. I don't know. I'd say easily $50,000.
That is a very good guess, but it is higher than that. It is expected to fetch up...
$43,271.
Higher. So it's not lower. You said $50,000, then you went to $43,000. Do you want lower?
I thought you said it was too high.
No, it's higher than that, is what I'm saying. It's higher than that.
$75,000.
Higher.
$125,000.
Higher.
$500,000.
Less.
$322,000.
Ah, close. $300,000. $300,000 for a movie prop.
And you're going to buy it for me, right?
You betcha. You know what? I bought another Monopoly game just so I can pull out the cash. Because that... is the only way I'm buying that thing. This is a Monopoly.
But did you buy the Star Wars Monopoly so you can actually hand them Star Wars cash?
I wonder if I can get the Star Wars one and then give them a blaster from the Star Wars Monopoly set and just say, this is the shrunken version, switch.
Nice.
Yeah, like
good
that?
Trade.
All right. Couple of things, then we'll exit on this. Here's a couple of very funny things. I haven't read these in a long time, but they are funny. Ready? You got the gong ready?
The gong is always ready.
All right, here we go. Number one, deja vu. When you're thinking you're doing something you've done before, it's because God thought it was so funny, he wanted to rewind it for his friends.
I like that line.
Okay, money talks, but all mine ever says is goodbye. It is hard to understand how a cemetery raises its burial costs and blames it on the cost of living. Oh, really? Okay. By the time a man realizes his father was right, he has a son who thinks he's wrong.
Very good.
I totally agree.
All right, this is pretty funny. And I like this especially, and my wife will testify to this. I don't have a gut. I have a protective covering for my rock-hard abs.
Spoon!
That's a great one. I love it. I love it. All right, folks, don't tell me it hasn't been a fun Monday. We take Monday and we make it fun day. See, that's how that works. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We're coming back in 22 hours and doing the whole thing again. Why? Why not?
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.